Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, beautiful bluebird day. It's so pretty outside right now, and I hope, I haven't been out yet, but hopefully we'll get temperatures anywhere near what they were yesterday. They were gorgeous, mid-60s. It was so nice.
Yep, we got a good stretch here. Enjoy it, and hopefully we get a bad stretch or a good stretch of rain.
Yes. Oh, that's a good way to say it. A good stretch of rain.
Through February. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. So our text number is 800-400-3697. That's an easy way to contribute your thoughts to the show. And we love hearing them. So here's some of the stuff you guys said. 707. Hi, all. I think zit popping is a girl thing. Also, does it count if you...
Okay.
I'm really? Just going to read it, okay?
Okay.
If you got to, I don't know. If
you're putting breakfast in your mouth, maybe don't.
Also, does it count if you lick a booger off your finger but spit it out? Does that count as eating it?
Yes.
I say yes to that.
Yes.
Because why would you lick it?
Yeah. When all you have to do is do this. Well, everybody knows this.
Don't lick it. Just flick it.
Right.
Yeah.
That motion, whatever that motion is.
Hmm. It's somehow grosser if you just lick it. Like you're just sampling it, you know? Commit or don't. I mean,
it's all. No.
We're doing this or we're not doing it. Make the decision. And it's, look, you know, Dr. Dean Attell, getting back to him, he did a whole show on whether or not you should eat your boogers.
And?
He said there's nothing wrong with it. He goes, it can actually help build your immunity.
To go back to your favorite snack.
Yes, I did. I ran right back to my favorite snack. I got a whole bowl of them and just popped them in my
mouth. Oh, booger steaks. Thank God.
Steaks? What's coming out of your nose?
You know, those steaks, the little booger steaks.
Are they shaped like a steak? Is that the...
I don't know. I'm just trying to be funny. I've never eaten my boogers.
I'm sure you haven't.
I've never.
I'm sure you haven't because no children do that.
I have never eaten a booger.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Uh-huh. I'm sure. I'm sure that's true.
Nicole, have you eaten a booger?
No, I'm with you, Vinny. I've never had.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I've sure. I'm sure you haven't.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure your mom and dad create a complex.
I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brynn will eat anything.
Right. Yep, I believe you. I believe all of you. I'm the only one.
My wife and I were in Walmart at 2 a.m. This is before our kids, and she was complaining about a pimple on the back of her neck. So in the middle of the crafts area, it was pimple popping time.
Bogus. Don't do that in Walmart, please.
I felt like it would never end.
Enough, bud.
Good times.
What? Never end?
Good times.
Like the pimple output would never end, or that the marriage would never end?
No, I think they're talking about the output, and my stomach is turning.
Yeah, that is bogus. Also, the people of Walmart have a bad enough. There's a whole website, the people of Walmart,
right,
if you've ever checked that out. Don't be a people of Walmart. Just don't do that. If you're in there popping pimples, someone is taking your picture and posting it up on this website. Don't be that person.
Be careful what grain-free food you feed your dog. A lot have way too much protein, and vets are noticing dogs are going into kidney failure because their kidneys can't process it.
Oh, boy.
That's from 510. Yeah, there's a lot going on there with dog food now, and our pets have truly become family members. The days of dogs living outside are long gone.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem to be the way. I mean, maybe if you have a farm or something, you got, you know, a barn or wherever they live. But most people have their dogs in the house. By the way, I've been I still follow Lily's, the rescue in Petaluma.
Older dog.
Jesus.
Reservoir.
I'm sitting here saying
Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary.
Thank there you. And they're great. Reservoir. They post all day, every day about a new dog they've brought in, how they're nursing them back to health and getting them ready for a new forever home. Aww. They do great work. So Lily's Legacy in Petaluma, check them out. They're awesome. 408 says, native deodorant, highly, highly recommend.
All right.
If it's the natural stuff, I've tried a lot of different natural stuff, and all I end up with is a mix of soup under my arm. It's like this goo. And I just, an hour into it, you're like, I can't go through a day with this goo under my arm. When do you dry, dude?
Right.
Sheesh.
Dry already. Yeah, the you know, I'm sure people are also saying, Sarah, that the ban is an antiperspirant, which is supposedly bad for you. And it's worth it. I don't care.
I haven't seen that yet, but I'll keep looking.
Yeah.
You're killing me, popping someone else's zits. That had me in tears.
Mm-hmm. I've done all the gross things on your list.
My fiance pops mine all the time. He started 8 years ago when we first started dating.
Well,
yuck.
Oh, that was a good one.
Come on, Bryn.
Oh, that one hit the mirror.
The Ben and Jerry's ice cream for dogs is edible for humans. Everything is pet safe and organic. You can share your bowl of ice cream with your dog. That's the Ben and Jerry's. And it's dairy free because that's better for their tummies. If you've ever been pregnant, you involuntarily soiled yourself. It's not gross. It's what happens. What's gross is...
I actually forgot about that, you know, and that may or may not have happened to me, but I for sure have pooped my pants in my life. So.
Oh, God, Sarah.
Oh,
sorry
Jesus
about
Christ.
It. Sorry about it. I tried to make it home. I couldn't make it home.
What's gross is when kids hide their poop in their room. That's gross.
Oh.
Who did that?
I don't know. This person's saying their kid's done that.
I thought
yeah.
you were saying your kids are hoarding their poop.
No, but I mean, I just told you the story. My kid will deny she's done that. My mom, you know, pre-bath, my mom's like, did you poop in your diaper? And my kid's like, no. So my kid's standing up as my mom undoes this diaper, and then poop comes flying out the back onto the floor. And I'm like, you listen to her? Don't listen to her.
I believed her. She's my granddaughter.
Now we got... Oh, and it's like a foot from the actual toilet, too. So it was so close.
So close. But yet so far.
And yet there I am picking it up. Mm. Gross. Well, this segment's cracking me up. Vinny? Oh, Vinny with quotes. You're a booger eater. Oh, they're sick. Then they say, oh, Sarah's honesty. You got to love it.
It bites you. Yeah, you got to love it. I hate it. I'm stupid. I should take a cue from Nicole and just lie.
Yeah.
I don't lie. That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Never eat my boogers.
510 says, how are you going to ask Sarah if Sarah ate boogers and not allow her to explain? Because we've heard her explanation, and it's bogus. She ate boogers into her teens.
I definitely stopped the night before I turned into a teenager.
Yeah.
I was a child.
Right. Oh, this! I'm not reading what this person wrote, but it has to do with earwax.
Oh, earwax can be, you know, people should actually get checked for that. I think that people are weirdly embarrassed by the amount of earwax that they may or may not have. And honestly, my kid was like, my ears just hurt. I don't know what's going on with it. And we took him to the doctor and he's like, oh my God, I can hear again. Like, people let it build up, and they don't even realize how much it's cut down there. I think because he wears headphones constantly, that it was, I don't know, like a protection thing. It was building up in his ears.
Oh, really?
So we went to, like, a ear, nose, and throat guy, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, this kid's ears are packed.
So,
yeah. So they cleaned it all out. He's like, oh, my God. And I go, well, now just turn your headphones. Like, don't, you know, take care of it. He goes, no, I'll just go there every so often. I'm like,
oh there
okay.
you go.
Yeah.
Or you can go, mine, how do I put this? I don't have any extra. It's normal amount of earwax, but because I go underwater, and different water pressures will bring it out. And so I can just do a usual like Q-tip and be like, whoa, I must have gotten deep today, you know, in terms of the water pressure.
Oh,
it does something to it. It brings
you know,
it
you're
out.
Lucky it's coming out because a lot of times people who produce a lot of earwax actually push it in and pack it with the Q-tip. It doesn't always come out.
Right. And, generally, I don't even put those into my
you're
ear.
You're not supposed to, but it feels so good.
But
I can't not do it.
If like I said, sometimes it's there and I know it and it's because of the having been in the ocean.
Yeah. I freaking love cleaning my ears.
Oh, I know
feels,
you do. You think
so
it's sexual,
good.
Right?
Well, it almost has that feeling. Like I've gotten chills from it, like eargasms. Like, ooh, God, it feels so good. I just sit there and just rub that one spot. And why shouldn't I? Come on.
They're yours.
Yep.
Hey, people, right feeding now. Your dog food that mimics human food is the reason your dogs beg. No human food for dogs.
No, the reason your dogs beg is because you've given them food off the table. That's
right.
Why. You can feed them whatever you want, just not from the table. Oh, my God. I have a friend. She's a good friend, too, but her dogs just, like, ruin my knees. Every time I'm there, they just take their paws with the hard nails and just whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, I'm going to kick this dog. Like, we're having a dinner party and I'm like, get the dog away from me. And isn't it always the person who likes dogs the least that the dog is like, I love this person. I can't get enough of them. I'm jumping on this person.
You know, the time that dogs came to visit us, I think they were actually puppies of all things. And nothing sells itself better than a puppy.
That is true.
But there we were in the studio, and there's Hooman, and they put a dog on him, a puppy dog, and he freezes like it's about to chew out his neck. And I thought, he hates dogs.
He doesn't like animals in general, and every time he comes over here, our cats are all over him.
Uh-huh.
Like, they don't care about anybody, but Hooman walks in, and he's like, I don't want that cat near me. Well, you just said the magic words, my friend.
Exactly right. Funny.
They always want the person who seems the most standoffish, I guess.
Oh, look at that. 707 says, tomorrow is Drew Brees' 42nd birthday. Go Saints. So, yeah, Drew Brees and Tom Brady playing in a football game this Sunday.
Go Saints. Woo,
both
all the
what?
Way. Come on, Drew. Drew Brees. Woo, go. Throw that ball.
Got to dust
Escape
off my Tampa
sack.
Bay hat.
Forget it. Oh, you're so mean.
I'm not mean. You're mean. That guy brought you 6 championships, and now you don't root for him?
Nope, I don't root for him. He's a traitor.
Sarah, I'd rather listen to Katie talk about Pokemon and less of Army talking about being a cannibal.
Yeah, I liked the Army thing. I guess that's just my own little sick little mind. I feel bad. I mean, sort of bad about like how much I'm into other people's sexts, especially when they're weird. You know, I don't want to read regular ones. I like the weird ones. And Army delivered.
Yes,
for sure.
He did. I do think it sucks. I totally understand how cringy it is when you're hearing someone else's private conversations.
Right.
And preferably these things wouldn't come out because, frankly, they are private conversations.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't hear about them.
Nope. I feel bad for his wife. That's got to suck for her.
Well, and that goes back to, we still don't know how they came out. I'm assuming one of his, what did he call them, kittens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Released that. You know, and that's one of those things where, you know, yes, you're having fun, but an Army's in and thinks these girls like him or whatever. But ultimately, they're normal people talking to a celebrity. And at some point, I'm sure it becomes, look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to share things. Like, this is exciting. This is the biggest thing that ever happened to me.
That's
Army
what I'm
Hammer
saying.
Wants to hold my heart in his hand and control how often it beats.
At some point, it becomes more important to share that with someone than it does to keep that thing going.
Yeah.
I'm guessing,
yes.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Plus, he called her the Michael Phelps of effing. Like, you got to, like, look, I'm winning. I'm like a multi-gold medalist at this. You want a piece of this? You can't have it. All right, this is Army Hammers.
201 says, I'm with Sarah. I huff and puff every morning, and my first word is usually bleep. Mm. LOL.
Yeah, I can't stand getting up. I wish I mean, I try. Actually, I don't even try. I just get up, and then I'm just angry about it for 10 minutes, and then I forget about it, and I go on with my day. And a lot of days, it's the worst part of my day, so I feel like I got the worst thing out of the way first. It's like eating the vegetables you don't want on your plate first before you eat the good thing.
707 says, good morning, Alice family. I, too, have been alone through the pandemic. I did lose my job, and then I lost my ranch to the glass fire in September. Now it's just me, my dog, my 12 horses, and my Alice family. Thanks for helping me hold it together. Linda from the Pony Express, which is that farm up north, right? Or was a farm up north.
Oh, Linda, I'm so... You know what, Linda? It'll be okay. This too shall pass.
There's no doubt, as we've talked through... I mean, I had a rough year last year. We had a lot go wrong, but you know what? My house didn't burn down. You know, we did have to run for it, and, you know, there were a lot of other problems last year, but you know what? Ultimately...
You were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I was lucky, and I can imagine that's the closest I've been to truly thinking, that's it.
Mm.
And it definitely is scary, and it sucks. Oh, 415 says, I know Ryan Adams is canceled. His new EP, Wednesday, is so reminiscent of good Neil Young. Guilty listening on Spotify. I think Ryan Adams is canceled.
Why is Ryan Adams canceled?
Well, he's a guy who'd gotten some women had said that he was not good to them. And I think he worked with them as recording artists and maybe had affairs with them. I don't remember the story, actually.
Was it Mandy Moore?
He was with Mandy Moore, and she said stuff about him.
I think she said some stuff about him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was just cleared for it this morning, though.
What?
Yeah, no, not enough evidence, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, it says cleared by FBI about those underage sexts.
Oh. I didn't know anything about underage. Yikes. But yeah, you wouldn't know who you're talking to on text. That goes back to this celebrities talking to... random people on DM. Crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I love that Tom Hanks is hosting. He is helping represent Oakland with Kamala. That's right. He's a Bay Area guy, right?
Didn't he live in a houseboat for a while, too? There's like some houseboat in Sausalito went on the market recently, and they were like, oh, Tom Hanks used to live here.
A couple more. We're running out of time, but here's a couple more. I'm a single mom with full custody and a professional chef. I lost almost all my hours at work when the second shutdown happened, so I made the crazy decision to sell my stocks and stay home for possibly the whole next year with my kids.
Wow.
Never expected this, but I'm looking at the bright side that I can now stay with my kids and keep them safe and help them with school, feeling blessed that I have more time with my kids.
Dang.
That's great.
And
really, that's
right.
What it has come down to is where none of us are used to this. And you sort of go like, well, we'll just hold out for a month or two or three or six. Right. And it becomes, okay, so this is not just going to go poof.
Yeah. Go poof soon. Please get the out of here. Had enough. When do I get my vaccination? Hey, when will your kids get vaccinations? Will you vaccinate them?
Yes, we will.
Can the youngest one get it too?
I don't know all the details on that yet. And luckily, we're still just opening up the vaccinations to people that aren't frontline workers. I think we're getting into the people over 65 this next week or two. But yeah, I think we plan to do that. Yeah. I mean, my wife will definitely have an opinion on that and tell me what we're doing, and I will do this.
Yeah. Whatever you say, dear.
Vinny, all you're losing is a piece of skin, which helps keep it sanitary when circumcised. Yeah, but I didn't need that. I didn't ask for that. I just got that. It was what they did. And so 707 says, okay, Vinny, so I have to ask, are you circumcised? Yes. But it wasn't, I didn't ask for that. I just, and if I had boys, I wouldn't have done it to them. That's all. No one has anything to say to that?
Nope.
All right.
I agree that it should be the the choice of the parent. If you feel that you wouldn't have wanted it done to you, why would you do it to your boys?
Right. Boy, on and on. A lot of people wrote in about Dr. Dean. He was big in the Bay Area. I'm sure you people all listened to him for a minute or two. And KGO had a day. It's long gone. But it there was a time when that was the number one station in the Bay Area by
Absolutely.
By a million miles.
Yep. Wasn't no catching them until they changed the whole rating thing. And then everyone went, oh, so that's not what's happening.
Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I got to go. But thanks for sending in your texts. And we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just found out some, just, this is earth-shattering news, you guys. Isla has five American Girl dolls.
I didn't realize,
she's got
you
Mini
guys.
Mary Ellen, Big Mary Ellen, Joss, Courtney, the 80s one, and the original Brandy. I don't know what the other one's name is.
It's not Brandy.
What is it?
You just confused me, and I just was sitting through that conversation not realizing you guys were listening to it. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, it's quite all right. I loved it. She came in with, I think that's regular size Mary Ellen on her shoulders. I'm not sure if that's the mini one. Or
she's very much interested in showing them off and
Blair.
Can't go out of the house
Blair
enough.
Blair was number five.
Blair is the number one.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, there's no way for her to get out to show these things off, so we are unfortunately...
It's not unfortunate. I love it. It's just, it's funny listening to your interactions with your little girl, too. Like, it's, you know, it's a side of you I never saw. And, you know, it didn't even cross my mind when we were younger. Like,
I try to show interest in dolls despite my, I really don't like them.
Complete lack, right.
Yeah, I really don't like them. Anyway, let's move on because I know you got to get out of here and I have a thing to cut. So we got to go. V. Hale's coming up next, everyone. Enjoy her show. It's really really good.
And leave it on Alice all day because Jane will get you in the afternoon and we play music here 24/7. Find us at radio.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Friday.
Later.
3-day weekend.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.